In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The message today is very clear. It's arise, take up your bed and walk. Get up. Why are you just still lying on the floor? Why are you useless? Why are you not doing anything? When you arise, and when you serve, and when you do what God wants you to do, God will be glorified. And as they said in the end, that everybody glorified God, said that we have seen strange things or amazing things today. When I do what God wants me to do, just it's heaven on earth, because that's God's plan. Heaven on earth, when I do what God wants me to do. But when I lie down, and when I sleep, and when I don't do what God wants me to do, it's no good. It's no good. And today, the word, the power of God, was repeated twice. One, the power of God was there to heal them. The power of God was there to heal them, even before Jesus did any miracle. And in the end, it said, I have even power over sin. Because someone says, oh, I'm not doing anything, and I'm stagnant in my spiritual life, and I'm stagnant in my service because I'm a sinful person. He's saying, too bad. I have power not just to heal you, but to forgive you. What is your problem? Why are you still there? Why are you very stagnant in your spiritual life? Do you know who you are or not? The devil lies to us a lot, and he labels us a lot. That's why we become useless and very timid in our spiritual life and very slow in our ministry. You know why? Because we are labeled by the devil, and we believe these labels. He labels us as sinners. We'll never change. Very limited in what we have. Not worthy, not qualified, not good enough, and will never be good enough. So many labels, I can't even count them. Every single day, the devil throws us with an arrow to stop us from doing what God wants us to do, to drain our spiritual power. Just with one word, you're not good. Or you're not good enough. You're not spiritual enough. It's not your nature. Too bad. And so on. So many things. So the message is, arise. Arise from your laziness. Arise from your sickness, from your weakness. Don't say, I am weak. And the readings today, the three readings, the Pauline epistle, the Catholic epistle, and the Acts of the Apostles, the three of them read the same thing, that we are not weak. Okay? Give us three messages today confirms that we are not weak, that we are very strong. We shouldn't be lying down in our spiritual life, not serving, not praising God, not doing something worthy of the life that we received from God and the calling we received from God. Number one, the people in the sound room, if they are awake, maybe they can follow the readings with me. I'm going to take from the Pauline epistle from the beginning. The Pauline epistle is just amazing, 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 and I recommend everyone to go back home and read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's basically the entire chapter. Beautiful. What does it say? First, the message of this is gonna come in the very last words of the chapter. So it says, but God has revealed things to us through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's given us. Just celebrate Pentecost. You have the Holy Spirit. God is revealing things to you. You will know things more than anyone else in this world. Because Jesus said He will teach you all things and He will remind you of everything that I have said to you. And He continues and says, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Do you know that you should know the deep things of God? the deep things of God. I wonder how people can say, when I open the Bible to read, I don't understand anything. That's another lie from the devil. You don't understand the Bible. You don't benefit from the Bible. Are you serious? You have the secrets of God. That's what we call the sacraments of the church. They are the mysteries of God. You should know what everybody else doesn't know. But if the Bible is close to you, just as it's close to anyone in the outside and the outside the faith, something wrong here. There is something wrong here. You should know them. He will teach you everything, and he will remind you with everything that I have said to you. You should know the mysteries of God. And he goes on and says, "For we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." We did not receive the spirit of the world. That's the thing. We like to be like anyone else. Haven't you ever prayed this prayer? I have many times. God, I just want a normal life. You know that this is the worst prayer in the world? It's the worst prayer in the world. Because if you become normal, you're not going to be Christian. Because you are not normal. That's what I'm telling you. That's the message today. You have the power of God. Listen to what I have to say till the end. But see the verse after that said, "But the natural man," or in other translation, "the normal man, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Never be like the world. Don't ever wish to be normal. Because we have been given much, much more. And then he concludes the chapter with this beautiful conclusion, "But we have the mind of Christ." We have the mind of Christ. So number one, you have the mind of Christ. Or maybe you can say it, I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You still don't understand the Bible? You don't understand the works of God? You don't understand the mysteries of God? There's something wrong here. Maybe you want to be normal. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you just want to be like anyone else and just stay away from problems, stay away from anything that takes you out of your comfort zone. And I just want to be normal. He said, no, the natural man does not know these things. These things are amazing mysteries given to the children of God who have the Holy Spirit. So number one, we have the mind of Christ. We're not normal. Let's go to the Catholic epistle, St. Peter. He says, "As his divine power," we're talking about power today, "as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." What are these things? "That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature." That you may be partakers of the divine nature. What's your nature? Partakers with God and his nature. Are we normal? Partakers of the divine nature. That's given to us by God. There is nothing in the world you can do in order to become partaker of the divine nature. But this is given to you by God through the Holy Spirit that's given to us. You still want to live a normal life? Partakers of the divine nature. I'm repeating these words because I want you to repeat these words in your mind all the time. Partakers of the divine nature. That's us. That's us. That's me. I became a partner with God in his nature. I became like God. Not in the divinity, but in the purity and in the holiness. As he continues and says, "Having escaped from the corruption that's in the world through lust, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Everything we lust in this world is corrupt. You know what does it mean corrupt? It's going to end. It's going to die. It's going to be useless. These beautiful, wonderful houses, just 10 years from now, 20 years, 30 years, they're going to be trash and they're going to be down. These amazing cars, you know, that has, you know, that have all the Bluetooth and, you know, they turn on and off by themselves and they drive by themselves and all these cool things. A couple of years down the road, we're going to be a piece of trash and say, who's this man who's driving an old car? It's going to go away. Health is going to go away, whether you like it or not. It's going to go away one day. Money is going to go away. Everything. These are things that we are living for. He said, you want to live a normal life for these things? Good luck. But you are partaker of the divine nature. You have the same nature as God in His holiness, in His purity, in His love. That's the nature of God. We are partakers of this divine nature given to us by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. So number one, we have the... Oh my goodness, I put you to sleep. Number one, we have the... We have the mind of Christ. Okay. We have the mind of Christ. Can you say that? Yeah, Habib, I'm telling you that because I want you to answer the devil these words. If you're scared to say it now in a church, you'll be scared to say it to the devil. Okay? Can you say it with a good voice? I have... We are partakers of the divine nature. Very good. Now you're awake. Number three, the Acts of the Apostles. We have read a beautiful story. Paul and Barnabas, they went to a city to preach. They saw a crippled man, again, another crippled man. Did a miracle. He was walking. He was crippled all his life. Now he's walking. The people in the village thought, oh, these are gods. So they went and they got sacrifices and they started to worship them. And they stopped them saying, wait, we're just normal people like you. What is this? We have the power of God. We have the authority of God. He's given us this power and authority. These people were not wrong. These people were right who were trying to worship them. They were right because they're not normal people. They have God inside of them. They have the power of God. They have the authority of God. But of course, they won't take the glory of God and they won't receive worship because they're still under in a human nature. But we have the power of God and the authority of God given to us to perform these miracles. The funny thing is, after they did that, what happened to them? Some Jews came, and you know, these sneaky, you know, Jews, they spoke to them, whispered to them in their ears, and all of a sudden, they're carrying stones, and they stoned Paul to death. After they were worshiping him, these are the people, they worship the God and they destroy the God after that. So after worshiping Paul and Barnabas, they stoned Paul to death and they dragged him out of the city. They thought he's dead, so he took him out to be buried. And they say that's the time when Paul actually died and went to the third heaven and came back. Because sometimes you think, if I have the power of God, I will never get sick. Oh no, you will. If I have the power of God, I can do miracles all the time to myself. Absolutely not. St. Paul could not heal himself. He healed everyone around him, but not himself. This power is not given to you for yourself. You think that St. Paul will be like a Superman. They will throw him with the stones. He won't feel it, and he will just jump, you know, out of the city, and he will fly and stuff like this. No, he was stoned. He died. He was taken as a body outside the city. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You have the power of God, not for your own interest and not for your selfish desires, but for serving God. Try it. Try it. Try to help others. You will find the power of God. Try to reach out to others. You will find the power of God. The miracles are not given to us Christians that we may be healed and not carry our cross. The miracles are not given to us that we live an easy life or a happy life, because God is interested in our holiness more than our happiness. Does that mean that we don't have the power of God? A lot of us think because we're under weakness and we live in this world and we have problems in the world, then we don't have the power of God. Absolutely not. You could be dying like St. Paul. You could be going through very difficult time, but you have the power of God inside of you. If you know Tamar of Irini, the nun in Egypt, she was full of sicknesses. She had all the sicknesses in the world in her body. But she was healing everyone else. She was healing everyone else. That's the right attitude. St. Paul was the same. He was doing miracles right and left. And he said, I had a sword in the flesh and I pleaded to God 3 times. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. Wow. So could I live kind of a difficult life, but I still have the power of God? Absolutely. Can I lack my basic needs in life and I still have the power of God? Absolutely. Why? Because we're not normal. We have the power of God. But I have to believe that. The problem is, if I want that for me to be better than others, the problem is if I want to use this for my own glory, to say that I'm better than others. The death is given to us, and the difficulties that we know who we are. We're just a human being. We're nothing. And every power we have, it is the power of God. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that's given to us. Now you know who you are. So let's go back to the message that we started. Arise. Arise. Arise even if your body is sick. Arise even if your heart is broken inside of you. Arise even if everything around you is against you. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ, because I'm partaker of the divine nature, and because I have the power of God. Don't look at my weakness, but look at the Spirit inside of me, who is making me in the image of God and in the likeness of God and in the power of God. That's who we are. Don't believe the lies of the devil. Don't believe that you're weak. Don't believe that you have problems at home or at work or this or that. Then you're no one. Don't think even if you are, because you're sinning, you don't have the power of God. You're still a child. You're not living as you should, but you're still a child of God. Jesus said, I have power. The power of God was there to heal them. And he said in the gospel today, so that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins on earth. We receive that. So let's arise. This time supposed to be the strongest time. It's like Lent. We prepare ourselves, we clean ourselves, and we resurrect with Christ. And after that, we're sitting with him, you know, talking about the kingdom of God and the what we have in the resurrection of Christ. And then after Pentecost, we go out with the power of God to win people and to win souls, not just ourselves. This is the time. When you arise, you carry people with you. I promise you. When you arise, your family will arise. When you arise, your friends will arise, and people around you. And God will be glorified in the end through your weakness, not through your strength. I was reading something, meditation for the martyrs. The strongest time for the martyrs that influenced everyone around them and made the church strong, when they were dying and they were bleeding and they were still following Christ, proclaiming his name. People, when they saw that, this is unbelievable. How are you doing that? These people are not normal. Still want to be normal? These people are not. How are they broken like this? But they are standing like giants and moving and standing still. These are giants. They knew through their weakness, not through their strength and their miracles and their preaching and all of this. So arise, even with your weakness, trusting that you have the power of God. I have the mind of Christ. I'm a partaker of the divine nature, and I have the power of God inside of me, even if I'm broken, even if I'm a sinner, because I'm still a child of God. Glory be to God forever and ever.